When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're out here. This is the field where the magic happens.
Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Betting.
That's another episode of Betting Bites. Appreciate you fine folks being a part of what we do. My main man, Ravi Lula, and I, every morning on ESPN 590, 7 to 10 a.m., getting it up and cracking right away. Or you can get us on Facebook, YouTube. We're all over the place, but we really appreciate what you fine folks contribute, and we need you. So we just want to say thank you. Crazy show yesterday. I'm guilty. We got into quarterbacks just because I thought it was pretty interesting that Coach Rhule and the staff really let the media stick around and see some team stuff and compare some thoughts and notes. And we saw extensive videos and all this stuff. And Ravi asked me a funny question yesterday during the show. And this would be the ultimate gangster move, right? He said, I just wonder if there was part of me, or there's part of me that wondered if Coach Rhule was intentional about letting the media see X portions of the practice just to spark the fodder. And on its surface, it doesn't seem like that novel of a concept. I'm like, yeah, that'd be pretty smart. But what would really be gangster is if, and I said this to Robbie when he asked, I said, oh, I could see that. That's plausible. I said, but you'd have to know, because he said, well, now we have this quarterback discussion started. Like, maybe it encourages Danny. It keeps Dylan sharp. You've got Harburg flashes. Like, we're talking quarterback development. And I said, yeah, but you'd have to know if that, let's say that was the master plan. Like, you'd have to know how your guys were going to perform. Like, that would be the ultimate dice roll. I said, that would be tough this early. And he stopped me and he said, well, would it? Like, they would know. They see their guys more than in spring ball. Like, maybe they did know. And I got to thinking about that. I'm like, that would be pretty impressive to have that much command and wherewithal over your team's functional output if you could kind of script that. And maybe he had some varying ideas. Maybe he was, you know, pulling all the strings. I always talk about checkers and chess with him, and him being Coach Rhule being such a quick blinker. But man, to have nailed that and to get all this conversation that we've had over the past couple of days, it does a couple of things. Because remember, 3 weeks ago we were talking about setting the stage for this quarterback scrutiny, and we were talking about, you know, without live ammo and taking guys to the ground, and Coach Rhule being a firm believer, you never know about quarterbacks until they actually are under fire and play a real game, that it would be okay as a fan base if you didn't think that they were playing possum by not giving you a ton on the quarterback situation. Because I know there's this collective eye roll. Oh, you know such and such is going to start. Or, oh, come on, just tell us. Like, we've heard that there's quarterback battles before. And I said, hey, in situations like this, where you aren't taking guys to the ground, when you have as good a pure passers as they have, this could actually be pretty good over time because of their skill sets. Harburg has the 8-game head start and experience and command of the offensive verbiage. DK is a natural talent spinner with the football, and in terms of just watching him throw. And we know about Dylan Raiola's attributes. So, I mean, unless those guys are going live and you're taking them to the ground, there may not be a ton of separation, at least early on. So just give the coaches a little bit of a longer leash to describe it. you know, because sometimes I think we just want people to, well, he's the quarterback, and then we're going to feel good, and you're thinking, oh, he must be good. Such and such must be really good. It could just be a deal with Coach Thomas, Coach Satterfield, Coach Rule, Coach Barthel, and Ray Donnie, and Coach McGuire, where this evolution is really starting to come together collectively with their groups. Offensive line is probably a little ahead because they're so experienced and they have so many returning starts. Right receiver core, young. Running back group, kind of dinged up, waiting for some guys to emerge. Quarterback, relatively young. Wide receivers, relatively young, outside of Nair and Banks. I mean, Fedoni and Borkature and those guys have some experience at tight end. But maybe this growing together with this group on offense doesn't allow for a ton of quarterback separation early. And then yesterday happened, and Tuesday's practice happened, where we get all the footage. Now it kind of gives us some, oh my goodness, this could be good. And maybe all along we should have been trusting the staff all the time without them having to come out and say, yeah, he's the guy. Because even when the quarterbacks took the podium last week, they still talked about each other. And I felt like that was pretty encouraging. Our guys, our team, the support of my teammates. It may just very well be, you find folks out there, leadership starting at the top. OOU. And if it's really that philosophy and the players are embodying that, and you see it trickle down amongst the staff, we may be waiting a while. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing for the quarterback spot. It's been another episode of Benning Bites.